Hello?
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with the patient, Mr. Isaiah Thomas?
Yes.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Okay.
Good to know. I was just calling in, checking with you, just confirming that you were okay, that you haven't been to the hospital.
No, yeah, everything is good. I saw my coordinator yesterday.
Oh.
She said she might try to increase my hours or something. Because when I originally was with UPMC, cause I had home care for like 3 years, and I had 112 hours, but they dropped them. She said to 68, but she's going to try to increase them.
Okay.
So that's what she told me. So I don't know. She said she feels I need more, but I didn't even know when they dropped them, because I switched insurances. They dropped them, so I don't know if they'll give them back to me. But I'll just let you guys know they might increase my hours.
Okay, good. Yeah. As soon as we get any updates, I will give you a call to check for a new schedule.
Well, I'm going to need another worker for that. Cause, Rayon said he was already busy, so somebody else will have to take the other shift.
Okay, yeah,
so
sure,
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, question: would I be able to take my, but my hours can, cause those other hours go to another company? Like, I could stay with your company, and is that possible as well? Or I don't know.
To have the hours with us?
I can have the hours with you, and then the hours with another company. But I still stay with you guys. I just the other hours could be with the other company.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
We can also onboard the another person if you would like. But yeah, you can split the hours.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. No problem. Oh, and sir, your address is still 1432 West Mayfield Street, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Well, then I imagine we'll keep in touch. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye.